you ever use maybe fat back?
No.
No. Saddle belly?
No. That's bacon, as far as I'm concerned.
Streak of lean? Is that ringing a bell?
No.
Okay. Well, if you think of that, let me know. We'll move on. Are you familiar with head cheese?
Yes.
Do you have other names for it that you can think of? Just head cheese.
No, just head cheese.
What about sort of a, do you ever use the term thin milk? Have you ever heard of thin milk?
I suppose that would be like your skim milk.
Okay. What about some curdled milk?
Yeah. When you make cheese.
Oh, okay. Got any other terms for cottage cheese that you can think of? You know, cottage cheeses.
Well, they kind of call curdled milk curdled cheese.
Oh, okay. You're familiar with cornbread?
Yes.
What exactly is that? Description.
It's just a baked bread where you use cornmeal instead of flour or with flour.
Okay. Is there any special way of preparing it? Like different from regular bread?
Well, it doesn't raise as high.
Okay.
So you can put baking powder in, or you can use baking soda.
But you wouldn't use yeast?
No.
What are the ingredients of regular bread then that you can think of?
Yeast.
Okay.
Yeast and milk and flour and sugar.
Okay. Do you have a term, a sort of a general term that you would use for different types of drinks like Coke and Pepsi and Sprite? And
sodas.
Okay. Any others that you can think of?
Pop.
Okay. Soft drink?
Yes.
Here's an interesting one. What is a term you might use for alcohol that's been made illegally? People didn't have a license to make it.
I know, but still, they have illegal stills, and they made what is the word?
One word that people use for it is moonshine.
Yeah, moonshine.
Is that the one you probably hear or use? What is the name of? Well, it's two things. It's the name of a sort of a ceramic pan with handles that you cook something and you probably put it in the oven. You would cook vegetables in it. You might put some soup in it or something like that. That's what my mom does. She uses beans and potatoes and mushroom soup.
Pyrex?
Well, it's the name of the pan and it's the name of the dish as well.
Oh. Casserole?
What would that be for you? What would a casserole be or consist of?
The ingredients or the dish?
The ingredients.
The ingredients?
Yeah.
Oh, a mixture of meat and vegetables and probably some kind of a soup base.
Okay. Is that something you make very often?
Occasionally, yes.
Okay. I realize the Meeker sheepdog trials are coming up, so I think part of that is, part of that festivity is going to include the cooking of something like a pig or
sheep, lamb.
Right.